I had Mississippi State beating Michigan State and Mississippi State beating Carolina, which is not going to happen.
I had the same thing, but with Michigan State. I got Michigan State my Final Four.
Oh, brutal.
You don't bet against Izzo in March. But I need Creighton right now to start watching.
So are you streaming the games on your phone?
I'm watching it on my monitor above me.
Okay. What do you think of Creighton?
I think they're good. I think I worry a little bit about their depth, but you got four players that could definitely do some damage with Kalbrenner, Alexander, Ashworth, and Baylor Shireman. But outside of that, it worries me. I like the matchup against Purdue. If they can pull Purdue, I think they can beat them.
How far do you have Purdue going?
I do have Purdue in my Final Four, but I think Creighton's the biggest threat to them.
What about the Zags?
I like the Zags. I think the Zags are going to lose to Purdue, though.
Okay. Are you surprised by this Duquesne-BYU game at all?
I am. I had BYU in my Elite Eight.
I had BYU going far, too. I fell in love with them from playing in the Big 12.
Like, yeah.
You know, one wins, elite talent.
They're like a top 10 offense, and they're in the toughest conference. So you'd think that, you know, it would transfer over. But
does Long Beach State have any shot against Arizona?
No. None. I don't like the whole fired coach into the little tournament run. I'm not for it.
Yeah. I can't believe they just didn't wait until the end of the season.
Yeah, they were fourth in the conference. It's not like it was a horrible year or anything.
Yeah. And it's not like Long Beach State is a –
yeah.
I don't think they're a bad – I don't even know if they have a football team. I don't know. They're a great baseball school. I'll give them that. Like, the expectations for baseball should be high. For basketball, you're fourth in the conference? That should be a great year.
Exactly. And firing the coach before the season's even done.
It's messy. There's another coach from, I think, Duquesne that I think he said that this is his last season.
Yeah. Yeah. I did see that. Maybe that's why they're playing with so much firepower right now.
Yeah. We'll see. If he gets another coaching job after beating BYU in the tournament, he may not retire.
I got one for you. If Duquesne wins today, they'll win Saturday also.
Duquesne wins today and Saturday?
If they can win today, they'll win Saturday, because I don't think Illinois is any good.
All right, who do they have Saturday?
They'll get either Illinois or Morehead State.
What do you think of Illinois? They won the Big Ten tourney.
I think Illinois is bad. I think they're right up there with one of their first weekend exit. They might lose today, Kyle.
So, what's the best conference in basketball?
The Big 12.
Top to bottom or just the top?
Top to bottom. I mean, I don't know. I think the SEC is pretty good. I have Auburn winning it all, so I think I got to say something about.
You're the second person that has Auburn. Like, my earlier guess is they're top 10 in offense and defensive efficiency and, like, all these Ken Palm advanced metrics. I'm sleeping on Auburn. I have them losing to what? Who do they play? Yale? I'm losing to Yale because I haven't even seen them play.
They're really good. And then it reminds me a lot of that 2019 team they had that went to the Final Four also. But I think they got to just get through today, and then they can beat UConn. I think if they get UConn.
Wow. Auburn could beat UConn. Okay. You heard it here, folks. Auburn can beat UConn. What other upsets do you have?
So I got New Mexico to the Elite Eight.
Love that pick.
I think Jalen House is for real. I like Oregon a lot today. Oregon is good. And then same with Samford. Samford, Kansas isn't as good this year.
Even if McCullers was healthy and playing, I still was going to pick Samford. Like,
and then now that he's out, Hunter Dickinson's not full health, and I don't know. I also like JMU against Wisconsin in that little.
I have JMU beating Duke in the round after that. What do you?
Yeah, I was debating between that, but I'm not going against Duke.
It's a different kind of Duke team, though. I feel like they don't really have the identity. I mean, Filipowski's great, but everyone else on the outside just seems like they defer and they don't know their roles. He's good, but he doesn't want to step on Filipowski's like toes.
Yeah.
But like, he needs to play at a higher level and they need to play better together, in my opinion.
Yeah, I can see that. I think a team, another sneaky team people need to watch out for is St. Mary's.
Ooh, not Grand Canyon? I thought you would pick Grand Canyon.
You know, I was going to, but then I think St. Mary's is the worst possible matchup for them.
What about, what is it, Tyon Grant Foster?
Yeah, the guy, he's really good, but St. Mary's is, let's see, we got St. Mary's is the 14th best defensive team in the country and the 44th best offensive team.
But they lost Joshua Jefferson.
Yeah, I think also playing in the WCC helps this year in a down year. People would say it's a weaker league, but, I mean, Santa Clara wasn't that bad this year. And
USF was good, too.
SF was good. It sucks that BYU left, but I don't know. I think St. Mary's is a team you don't want to face.
All right. So St. Mary's, where are they? What region are they? Oh, they're in the West.
They're in the West, the messy one.
So who do you have, Bama or Charleston?
Bama.
Whoa, I got Charleston. Bama plays no D.
Neither does Charleston, really. I mean
good point. St. Mary's beat Bama.
Yeah. So then I got Michigan State moving on to beat North Carolina, then Michigan State to my Final Four.
Oh, you got Michigan State in your Final Four. Wait, hold on. So you have Auburn in the East, Michigan State in the West. Let's talk South. Do you believe in Purdue?
I do believe in Purdue. I believe in Zach Edey.
Okay.
You know, maybe no Big Ten refs will hurt him a little, but the South, we're going. I was debating with Marquette a lot. I really like Tyler Colick, and I like Oso.
I don't know if he's healthy, though.
Yeah, but Shaka Smart said he's playing, and Shaka Smart basically plays defense for Marquette also. So,
good point.
But I do have Houston winning that one, and then Houston going to the national championship against Auburn.
Wait. Let's go to the bottom of the bracket. Colorado or Florida?
I like Colorado, but I don't know if they can get it done. Cody Williams is good. He's a lottery.
Let's talk about your boy Cody Williams.
Yeah, let's
talk. I texted you last year. You're like, he's okay. I don't want to say that. You said he was good, but you said Koa Pete was much better.
Koa Pete's better, yeah. But then at the start of the year, he's getting mocked to be like top five, top 10.
He's like the fourth option on the team. Has he always been like that?
He had injury struggles this year, so he hasn't been playing as much. He started off the year better. But, I mean, he's right up there with Bronny this year and the biggest disappointments in college basketball.
Yeah, but Cody Williams will still be a top 10 pick.
Yeah, because I think he's got NBA model, NBA build to him. More separation in the league.
KJ Simpson and Dil Silva? I think they're going to get hot.
They got
here first. They're going to beat Florida, and they're going to beat Marquette.
I like of the playing teams, I like Colorado State.
Yeah, they're good.
I think the Mountain West doesn't get enough love than it does.
All right, so back to the South. Okay, so you've got Houston coming out. You've got Marquette over Western Kentucky, Colorado over Florida, right?
And then I got Florida.
Oh, you got Florida. All right, and then Marquette, Florida. Who do you got?
Marquette. Okay. What about you? You got Marquette coming out, or you got?
I told you, I got Colorado going to the Sweet 16.
They scared me. The game.
Kolek scares me. He hasn't played in 3 weeks. He's probably riding a bike. I don't think that means anything for the first round game, but the second round game, he said he was having trouble breathing. The pain hurts so much. That's what scares me.
I'd say this. I think Marquette is more likely to lose in the first round than they are in the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight, or the Sweet 16 or the round of 32.
That's fair.
Western Kentucky plays pretty wild, and if they can speed Marquette up, it could get messy. Here's one for you, Kyle. I don't think Kentucky makes it out of this weekend.
Whoa. Okay, so do they beat Oakland?
They beat Oakland. Oakland will for sure cover.
Okay.
But I don't know.
They lose to Texas Tech or NC State?
They're losing to Tech. They're losing to Tech. As much as I love the story of NC State, they're going to lose to Tech.
Wow. I mean, I have Kentucky going to my Final Four. I've been high on them, but it's feast or famine. They can lose first round or they can go to the Final Four. That's how much talent they have. And that's also how much defense they don't play.
Yeah, 109th in defensive efficiency is kind of brutal.
All right, so you got Houston coming out of the South. Now let's go down to the Midwest.
Midwest, so right off the bat, I like Purdue and TCU. I think TCU got underseeded.
Okay. And
they played in the hardest league, so they're going to win.
And Purdue going to beat TCU?
No. Purdue's going to win. But then everyone's on McNeese State, and I don't know if you saw the teams they played. They're not ready for March. Gonzaga's going to roll them. And then Samford's going to win. And then I like Oregon, Creighton, Colorado State, and Tennessee.
Okay. I like it. And then wait, who's winning it at all?
Auburn.
Wow. War Eagles.
Charles Barkley, it's his year.
Charles Barkley and Chuck Person. What game are you most excited to see today?
I got to go to Illinois-Morehead State game. I really think Morehead State is going to shock a lot of people today. And traditionally, I can't think of the last time a team that won the Big Ten tournament went on to do good in March Madness.
Okay.
So,
where are you going to watch the games? Just watch them at home?
Yeah, I'll watch them at home and then see what maybe go somewhere to a bar or something tomorrow to watch.
Tempe?
Maybe up in Tempe. Devils, maybe.
Tucson? Get to Tucson tonight.
No dirty tea.
Go to General Ben's in Tucson.
None of that dirty tea action.
Whoa, you don't like Tucson? It's a great college campus.
I agree with you. It is a good college campus. And dare I say, better than ASU.
Ooh. Yeah. ASU's more like, I know there's Tempe and Phoenix, but I just kind of lump it together. It seems like it's the same kind of vibe.
But I'd say outside of college in Tucson is just dirty. Old people.
That's where old people go to retire.
Yeah.
Don't get me canceled for making fun of old people, okay?
No, it's nice that they're there, but I think for a college, you know, it's a good college campus, but once you get out of it, it's a little messy.
Yeah. The Duquesne still holding on.
Yeah, and Long Beach State is up right now. I mean,
like they're not letting BYU get. Oh, there's an open look somewhat. Jackson Robinson, Cougars are back. As much as I'd like to see the Duquesne upset,
no, I can't bet against the Big 12. Kyle, can we talk about how bad of a job the committee did this year?
What did they miss?
First of all, Purton, Virginia in is horrible on its own. That was ridiculous. St. John's.
Who would you have taken? St. John's or Patino. Oklahoma?
Patino should have got in.
Okay.
I mean, highest net ranking and KenPom ranking ever for a team that didn't make it. Like, it's got to be a little.
Who should have been out besides?
I don't know if I think they got most of the teams right. I think some of the teams were seeded too high. I don't think FAU was an eight. I don't think Mississippi State was an eight. I don't think Michigan State should have been a nine. Randy.
Caden, what?
You see it for the game this morning.
What games? Baseball?
The Soul Series.
How about them Diamondbacks?
No.
What? Suns. Yes, no. KD.
No, the Suns. NBA basketball, the Suns suck.
What? Those Whoa. Are your teams. You're all about the Suns. You're all about Kevin Durant.
No, I'm all about the Blazers, so I guess.
Do you believe in Scoot Henderson?
Oh. I was so happy when we got him. I thought he was like a surefire thing. I think he's still young. He's a lot of, like, it's not time to panic yet, but Brandon Miller definitely looks like the better pick right now. But he's still young. You know, G League players, it's still fairly new thing. But so I still believe him. He still is my belief. It's not.
Don't worry, he doesn't listen to this podcast. You're done with Scoot.
I'm not done with Scoot. I think he's still got potential.
Do you think he should scoot on out of the NBA or the Blazers?
I think we still got some time to work on him. So Randy, we didn't stay up for the Soul Series. You didn't see Manny Machado had a 3-run bomb to seal the deal.
Did he? I read about it this morning. They said it was a crazy game. But the starter for the Dodgers, he barely got out of the first, right?
Yeah. Yamamoto or whatever it is, he's like, he's supposed to be so good getting paid all this money. He's getting shelled every time.
Yeah, I guess he didn't have a good spring either, but it's early.
It is early.
Here's my prediction on Yamamoto. He's going to win 15 games, and his ERA is going to be 7.3. He plays with the Dodgers. He's just got to weather the storm into the sixth inning.
What was the final? Wasn't it like a double digit? Both teams scored double digit?
15-11.
Yeah.
Something. What do you think about Mookie Betts playing shortstop?
Oh.
I think Mookie's a great player and a great athlete, but gosh, that's such a big move. It's one thing to go from the outfield to second base. Tough, very tough. But to go to short, like the defensive responsibilities as a shortstop. It's a lot. I haven't seen him. I almost wanted to tune into the game just to see what he looked like. I think over the course of, I don't know, what is he going to play, 140, 150 games, it's going to be different. Like, just the things that you do with your body, like as a shortstop, just all the squatting and bending, like with your back that you don't do as an outfielder, I think it's going to take a toll.
Well, he's a leadoff hitter, steals bases, so... I don't think he's going to be stealing many bases.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. It's just a whole different, like, group of muscles. That's the thing people don't look at. It's like, when you play in the minors and all these games, your body gets used to a certain set of movements, right? And being an infielder, it's totally different.
What's wrong with Gavin Lux? Is he hurt?
I don't know. I don't know. They kind of, I figured he would be the shortstop. They kind of announced that he wouldn't pretty early in spring. Like I saw something that Doc said, like, yeah, we're not sure who's going to be our shortstop. And then the next day they announced Mookie. So this has got to be something a couple years worth in the discussion of what he brings to the table as a shortstop, I guess. I haven't seen him a lot over there.
I love Mookie's embrace the ability to change positions, like most superstars, and rightfully so, they've earned it. We'll be like, I'm not moving positions. He moved from the outfield to second base, like part-time, and then full-time now to shortstop. Like, that's unheard of for a superstar. I mean, he's a top 10 player in Major League Baseball, and he's making a change. That's a big jump.
And not even like a little change. It's one thing to go from center to left, or from short to third, right? Or short to second. That's huge.
Caden, where would you put Ohtani in the batting order if you were the coach of the Dodgers?
Third.
So who would you hit second then?
Freddie Freeman.
Okay.
I don't think the Dodgers don't win it all. There's going to be problems, but I don't know. I like my Cubs this year. I don't know if they can win it all, but I think we can definitely make some noise in the division. Okay. You don't think so, Randy?
New manager. That's a I love Greg. Yeah, he's really good. He's really good. I don't know. We'll see. They brought back Ballinger. It's a season of hope. Everybody's got a chance right now.
Yeah. I just don't think they have enough. I mean, Bellinger, Swanson, who's that kid who went to Oregon State that plays third now?
They got Ian Happ's so underrated, maybe the most underrated player in the league. I think Yan Gomes is going to have a huge breakout year this year. And then Seiya Suzuki is going to bounce back from his slump that he had last year.
I will say one thing, Caden. You are very loyal to your teams.
I don't know. I feel like he switched from the Blazers to the Suns once he heard KD was coming and then Beal came, and he just wanted no part of his hometown Blazers anymore.
I'll tell you what, though. If anyone other than the Celtics wins this year, Boston's going to be a mess.
I thought you were going to come out and say you're a Boston fan now.
No, I've gone to a decent amount of Celts game this year, but I mean, they have maybe the best starting five I've seen that I can remember, like at least balance-wise. I think that this is one of the better NBA teams all time.
What about that trade? What did you guys think of the trade kind of in the offseason with Smart and getting Holiday and Porzingis and all that?
Dude, it works out for them. It sucks for the fan base that they had to get rid of Smart, but it's going to work out for them. They're going to win it all this year. Although I think they should be scared of Jokic.
They should be. I've already got the scout on how to beat him. You just got to run him off the three-point land, and Tatum and Brown in the two-game, late-game situations, they throw up crazy shots.
Yeah.
They beat you with, like, they just spread it out. You can't double anyone. And like, pick your poison. It's either Porzingis or Derek White hitting the corner three.
I agree. I don't know how bought in I am to Tatum. Like, I think Tatum's really good. Is he a top seven player in the league yet? I don't know.
Yeah,
they're good when they can blow out a team, but like in a late game situation, they kind of like, well, who's going to take control? Who's going to get the shot? And then Tatum and Brown, they shoot a lot of difficult ISO shots.
Yeah. The step back threes from Tatum need to end. BYU, tied it up.
He makes them, though.
Not in the clutch.
He's like 30% in clutch time minutes.
You can't say that. Like, he was I don't know if that was last year or the year before. Like, he was just exhausted by the time the conference champions came, because he was absolutely carrying that team. I think the thing that's hurt him is that he didn't have, like, enough offensive help, and I think that's what Porzingis and Holiday are going to provide a little bit, because, I mean, it was basically him and an ISO three out of five times down the court, right? And difficult, to Kyle's point, difficult shots, and he was hitting them, but, I mean, that's just a lot to do over multiple series, and especially long, grinding series.
What scares me, actually, what is their strength is also their weakness. It's their starting five. Yeah, WST.
Wait, like, hold their on starters. Hold on. I'm fully repped.
Like, they're going to play, what, six or seven guys in the playoffs? And all their starters are going to play 40 minutes. And that's going to go all the way into the middle of June. And I think their legs are going to be done.
I don't know.
Let's get off the Celtics. Let's talk about Duquesne and BYU.
Yeah.
Duquesne is up two with a minute left. Are you watching the game, Randy?
I'm watching Arizona. I have a vested interest in the 15-2 Arizona game.
Yeah. Well, you need to switch to this Duquesne game, because
Duquesne game's really good.
All right, I'm switching.
Stop right here.
All right. Yeah. Back door.
Missed it.
Oh, did they foul him?
I don't know. It looks like a late foul call. I mean, ref bailed him out a little bit. Oh, that's a foul, yeah. So, Randy, what's the bracket looking like?
It's been a long time since I've done a bracket.
You did one this year?
No, I didn't.
No, of course you didn't.
I retired from doing brackets.
See, that's the difference. Me and Warren Buffett, we're going to get to know each other after this year.
All right, Caden, give me your final four.
All right. So in the East, I got Auburn coming out.
We got four Auburn. Seed.
Yeah, four seed Auburn.
He missed the free throw?
He made one. We got Michigan State.
They look good today. I was watching that game earlier. They look really good.
We got Houston and we got Purdue. And then we got Auburn, Houston in the final, and Auburn taking it home.
Interesting. Wow. So you're not really on the Purdue is the best team, that they're going to just dominate and great storyline. The guy comes back to lead his team to the championship. You're not on board?
Purdue's a fraud.
It's hard to cheer for Purdue. After watching so many of their games, it's hard to cheer for them. Zach Edey gets the most soft foul calls I've ever seen.
Your dad would be proud of you right now.
Yeah.
Zach Edey is a better scoring Rudy Gobert. And we know what happens to Rudy Gobert in the playoffs. Bring him out, pick and roll, expose him.
But Purdue
is going to get exposed.
But he can just sit in the paint. He doesn't have
it. Didn't work against Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Or Furman.
I think Purdue, everyone says Purdue was one of the easiest routes to the Final Four. I actually think they have one of the hardest.
Really?
I do.
Who do you see as a sleeper in there?
I think Creighton right now. I think Creighton is very underrated. I mean, Akron should be in this tournament. I don't know if you saw the end of that game in conference championship week.
No.
The player fouls up one. He didn't know the score. With 4 seconds left, Akron shoots two free throws and wins it. So a little bit of a heartbreaker for who is it? I don't know, but they shouldn't even be playing in here right now. And then Arizona is a whole other fraud of their own.
Dirty tea.
Do you have something about sports in that state?
He's an East Coast guy.
Randy, I'll be honest a little bit. The fans are unbearable here.
What? What about them in Boston?
Boston fans are good.
They're a little...
They're passionate.
Yeah, that's one way.
They're ride or die. Arizona fans, you don't hear anyone talking about ASU basketball right now. But if they had any bit of life, oh, they wouldn't shut up about them. Speaking of, Bobby Hurley needs to go.
BYU needs to foul. Well, actually,
why aren't they fouling?
Oh, no. Oh, Duquesne up 5. All right, are you trying to get a quick 3 here, or are you getting a 2?
2 and then foul.
Yeah, go to the rim.
They're taking way too much time.
Yeah, you got to go to the rim. All right, you got fouled.
I don't think he was shooting, though.
No, it's definitely on the ground.
How do you let a guy get all the way to the hoop with no help defense in that situation?
It worries me now that the Big Ten or the Big 12 was a little bit overrated.
Yeah. Mountain West, underrated. That's where the seeding got it wrong, Caden.
I agree.
Show the Mountain West some love.
I agree. I think New Mexico. Remember New Mexico. Remember the name Jalen House. He's special.
You know who else New Mexico has, Randy? Jamal Mashburn Jr.
Really?
Yeah, the Monster Mash Jr.
Speaking of tremendous tournament players.
Yeah. All right, BYU's got a foul.
Yeah, yes. You got a foul. Go for the press. If you don't get the steal, foul.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like Duquesne shooting free throws. They already struggled. They already went 1-1.
What BYU has going for them is they can shoot the 3 ball. So if they can get at least a couple more possessions. Foul.
Yeah, there you go. Just not a good way to start this tournament for the Big 12.
How about the WCC? Let's talk about power conferences here.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the WCC? I love series and I love Gonzaga.
Are you serious?
I do. I think – so GCU, I actually did like GCU a lot this year. But I think they
– GCU's in Phoenix. You can't root for them.
I know. GCU, I like them a lot. But St. Mary's is just way better. St. Mary's is – locked down defensively, and then they're one of the best teams in the country at getting open looks. So they just got to get a little hot, and it could get dangerous.
I watched them play Santa Clara, which was not a very good game for my school, our school.
Yeah,
BYU, they need to shoot this 3. Hurry up.
Get at the rim. Oh, he got fouled. Oh, gotta finish that.
What is going on here? So you don't think Gonzaga is overseeded at a 5?
No, I don't think so. I think I knew Gonzaga was good when they manhandled Kentucky.
Yeah.
They just struggled a little bit early on. I don't think they have the size to beat Purdue, but I think they could definitely get some damage done.
But they don't seem, and I know it's all relative, they don't seem quite as good as they've been recently.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they have the top 15 NBA player on that team or even Drew Timmy, who was a very good college basketball first-team All-American. And they had both for years.
Yeah, they got Ryan Nemhard. They got Ryan Nemhard. He transferred from
Creighton.
Yeah, Creighton. I wish he would have stayed, because then Creighton would probably be a 1 seed right now if he would have stayed.
But his older brother played at
Gonzaga,
and he's with the Pacers now, I think.
Yeah. Pacers, that's a team you want to watch out for.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't like this. Don't put anyone at the free throw line when you're shooting free throws.
You don't like it?
No. Well, it might not matter. He just hit the first one.
It's more, yeah. I think I kind of agree, but you don't want to foul him. And you get a chance to set up your defense.
Okay.
Don't let him roll it in, though. You got to make him pick up the ball right away.
Yeah, you got to pick him up. Uh-oh.
Oh, open look. Oh!
They need more timeouts?
Yeah, they got one more.
Okay. Is that your iMessage going off, Randy?
Yeah, that's not me.
That's me. I'm gonna mute it.
Is that your bookie?
It's my team group chat.
A bunch of Duquesne fans?
Couple of them. So we played UMass Lowell this year, who was this close to making the tournament. It fell short, but they were the real deal. If they would have got in, no matter who they played, they would have won.
Okay. What are you doing this summer? Are you staying in Boston or are you coming home?
I'm coming home. I gotta work at Skippy's again. I'm gonna try and get that job again.
If you want to come to LA and train, we can go to the Drew League. I pretty much run like on the weekends. I play with like DeMar and James.
Yeah,
come down and just set screens for me. I'm more than happy to get you on.
I thought you retired.
I did retire, actually.
Caden, I was at Skippy's a little while ago.
I saw a picture.
Yeah.
You see, they changed the place up a little bit.
What's Skippy's?
It's like a little dive bar I used to work at.
Yeah. Close to the house.
Close to the house.
Decent breakfast.
Yeah, very good breakfast. Very good breakfast. They got let's see if BYU can get a steal here. They're only down two.
I want this game to go OT.
Yeah. Oh, this dude's flopping now.
He doesn't want to shoot this free throw.
He doesn't want it.
No, he doesn't. You called it earlier. You said you're worried about Duquesne's free throws.
Oh, it's a shocker for me. The A-10 in general is overrated. Dayton shouldn't be in.
Wow. No Dayton?
Oh, this guy's shooting 93% from the line. Is he clutch though?
It's an important one. That was nothing but net.
So you know what? I think
he misses it. He looks awfully confident though.
I think Duquesne can beat Illinois.
Ooh. Yeah, Big Ten.
Illinois
wrote, unless he gets fouled where he shoots it. Oh!
Dang. Well, that just threw a whole wrench in my bracket.
Yeah. That's why March Madness is great.
Yeah, that does not help.
All right, Randy, any thoughts on the Giants as we wrap up out of here?
Yeah, where do you want to start? You have
Snellzilla, Matt Chapman.
Yeah.
How do you like the Giants pickup?
Yeah, I think like the fans around here are excited. I think they brought in some players that have not only name recognition, but have had really good big league careers up to this point. The Giants had like an open house in San Francisco. There's a lot of excitement. Solaire, Chapman, now Snell. They signed Jung Hoo Lee, like is a guy that we don't know, but they signed him a big contract. You know, he's supposed to come in, play a lot. So I think that there's a lot of excitement for what could be, right? If you get all these guys on the field, I don't know when Blake Snell is going to be ready. I saw something today that he wants to pitch in the opening series, which is ridiculous. Like, I don't
know. That's like a week away, isn't it?
Exactly. So I don't know. I don't know what he's been doing. Did he and Scott Boras have like a whole camp set up for him to get innings and at-bats, which they could have. Like, he really could have been pitching and getting his pitch count up. I don't think the Giants are going to try to rush him, but I mean, that's obviously huge because one of their weaknesses is their starting rotation. You know, behind Logan Webb, there's a lot of question marks as to what they're going to do. So Blake Snell is a huge fill in that. Like, you have him and Logan Webb going into any series, I think you're really confident.
Go Giants. They play in the Wild Wild NL West, though. Dodgers favorite. Padres got rid of Soto, but they still got a lot of bats, and they got some young talent. So
they do. I think the Padres will probably be better than they were last year, even though they got rid of, you know, now Snell and Soto. I think they have the talent to be to definitely challenge for one of the wild card spots. And Arizona's, we've been hearing about them for a couple of years now. Like, oh, they've got these young guys, which, you know, you kind of hear that every year in broadcasting, but it seems like people knew what they were talking about. I would expect them to be as good. Like, that was an unbelievable run that they went on, but I know Caden's probably upset because that's a hometown team that he doesn't root for, but I would expect them to be good. And then the Dodgers are the Dodgers. I mean, they're a juggernaut. So, you know, if you're the Giants, you got an uphill battle and you got three really good teams that are theoretically probably on paper, you know, if you poll the industry, that are ahead of them.
I think the D-backs, the biggest D-back this year will be Tommy Henry. That's a D-back that I'm a big fan of. He's pretty good. But overall, I don't know how good they'll be. Like, they're not, obviously, they're not a World Series team. That was just an unbelievable run. I think they'll maybe make the playoffs. I think they'll get around like 87 wins, somewhere in there.
How many teams from the NL West are going to make the playoffs, Caden?
Two.
Mm. Yeah. So
Dodgers will win the division, and then either the Giants or the Padres. The Giants have more, like, I could see the Giants either winning 70-something games or 90-something games. Like, no one...
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're better. They're definitely better than they were last year. It's just the division's packed, right? That's really the wild card is the division's so good that actually if the Diamondbacks take another step forward, not necessarily going to the World Series, but just in terms of they're another year better, like that's a team that you're going to have to match up with in your own division. Like it could be a bloodbath, like just trying to go against the teams above you. And, you know, you never know. Colorado's sneaky. They're kind of streaky. Like you catch them at their place at the right time, and you're like, wow, these guys are world beaters. So that's the game, though. That's the fun of it.
That's right. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining on the pod. Sorry about the technical difficulty, but it seems like we worked it out. And I think on this note, it's go Gales.
Go Gales.
Go Creighton, but go UConn because I need to win some money. Yeah.
You said go Gales on here? I know we're talking about the West Coast here, but that's the rival?
Listen, the Pac-12 is done.
Yeah, you got to
All we have is the WCC now. Like, Caden is okay with U of A people and Arizona people and Grand Canyon people. I'm okay with St. Mary's people now.
You know what, Kyle? You've really matured. You've really matured.
Do what I can.
All right, I have one more question.
Wait, let's hear it.
I flip back to the game. Okay, Arizona.
What about
out in the second round to Nevada?
Didn't they lose 15-2 last year?
They did.
Yeah, to Princeton.
Yeah. And they okay. So how about this?
Are you calling your shot?
Another 15-2, and they're playing, I believe, where we beat them. I'm not going to say how many years ago, but 1993. I think they're probably playing in the same place in Salt Lake.
Upset alert.
Hey, I'm just putting that out there. Caden?
I think Arizona's frauds, but I think I have them losing to New Mexico in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I can't see them doing it 2 years in a row, 15-2.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of Tommy Lloyd, but I do think that they they're pretty good. They're not going to lose for sure.
We'll see.
Yep.
All right, fellas.
All right.
It's been great. We'll do it again sometime soon. Maybe at Skippy's. So set it up.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks, Kyle.